We'll see. 844-527-8723. I mean, at least with him, you see this pushback against, you know, leftist controls. But I don't know. I don't know if he's really the guy you want doing it. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to do it. All right. So that's about Nick Fuentes. 844-527-8723. Real quick. I have these two articles here. One from KSL.com. Long-term intermittent fasting increases survival rate of heart patients, Utah researchers say. The study conducted at the Intermouth Healthcare Heart Institute involved 2,001 participants who answered lifestyle questions were found followed for nearly 5 years. We found that people, this is by Dr. Benjamin Horn, we found that people who said they routinely fasted had much lower death rate. Their survival was higher, and they also, in conjunction with that, had lower incidences of heart failure. So we are finding there may be some greater survival among people who fast routinely. Wow, what a shock. So you're telling me that people who don't sit on the couch every day, pounding down Popeye's chicken sandwiches, or Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches before anybody gets mad, or, ordering three pizzas from Domino's and watching every single episode of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus have a higher rate of survival than those that do? You mean people that actually follow what the body says? The crazy thing is if you realize that the body actually will be like, yeah, I'm not hungry today, thanks though. And yet we force food into us because we think we have to eat. And of course, there's always the baseline that the teachings of the One True Faith has given us the outline of, hey, you should probably fast on this day and on this day, and it's good. It's good for you, and it's good for your soul and your body and your mind. I know Brother Andre Marie has talked about this at times as well. So it shouldn't shock us that there is more and more and more scientific evidence that tells us, hey, don't eat so much, you fat bastard. And then finally, from the International Business Times, NASA is warning that a 721-foot hazardous asteroid is going to zip past the Earth today. This is by Ingo Mazan. NASA has detected a massive asteroid with an Earth-crossing orbit currently headed for the planet. According to the agency's Center for Near-Earth Orbit Studies, the asteroid is almost as big as the Golden Gate Bridge. Oh, as the Golden Gate Bridge Tower, I apologize. The approaching asteroid has been identified as 2019 UR2. Due to the Earth's asteroid crossing orbit, has been labeled a near-Earth object. This means the asteroid is known to approach Earth at close distances. It is currently one of thousands of asteroids. Given the asteroid's massive size, speed, it certainly can cause a major impact. Okay. Well, I'll just keep saying this, folks. If you want to keep supporting candidates like Pete Buttigieg, and now, which upsets me because I'm on keto, and I could always have Coke Zeros because they had zero sugar, and they just came out with Coke Zero Vanilla. Now I got to dump all those today. Thanks, Coke, for being a bunch of degenerates. Keep pushing it, guys. God's going to stop with the sweet chin music and actually live one, go right down the middle. So it's up to you. All right, that's it for this segment of the Bear Brief. Coming up next, we're going to do our daily data from 538 and Pew Research. Also, our entertainment news, talking about Ford v. Ferrari and Charlie's Angels magnificently bombs this weekend. And Elizabeth Banks, the director, is not very happy about it. You are listening to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel. Always on air, always online at CrusadeChannel.com, the last live radio station standing.
Did I get the job?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because you're a baby boomer and I am a millennial.
Ah, well, Melanie, I am overqualified for this job.
I don't know where you got this. We don't do paper applications.
I made it. I don't do the internet.
Okay, that is the third time you have said that this interview, and it also says so on this homemade job application.
There you go, champ.